Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood. Hey guys, welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We are so excited tonight because we have Kelsey Baldwin in the house!
Kelsey,
say hello.
Hello.
See, that proves it. Kelsey is seriously amazing. She runs Paper and Oats, a brand that offers design resources, teaches other creatives through e-courses, shares helpful tools, and encourages other work-at-home moms create the life they've always dreamed of. She has a daughter, Poppy, who's so cute.
Like, adorable.
Poppy's so cute, you guys.
You don't believe us.
And an adorable dog named Cooper. Kelsey, we are so happy you're here.
Yay!
Thank you for joining us at the table. We want to dive into your entire story. But first, we, of course, have to thank
our sponsor.
Our amazing sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Glasses!
You have to say like perfect. That, like,
glasses.
Glasses, as in spectacles.
And this is actually a real sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we sometimes do funny ones.
I know.
Just for funsies, but like real. Glasses was like...
necessary.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
It's just the call.
Mr. Glasses.
They called and he was just like, I need like more people. Mm-hmm. Half of the population isn't enough. I need more faces.
Need more.
Yeah,
need
and more. People keep bailing for LASIK. Don't right. get me started.
Right.
Kelsey's wearing glasses.
She is.
They're super cute.
These are
cute.
New glasses that I just got.
Really?
Oh my goodness. They look
Where'd you
so
get them
good.
From? Say it and we'll bleep it.
Eyeglass World.
Eyeglass what? I don't know.
Eyeglass. I think it was Eyeglass Globe.
Okay, so Shaylee.
Yeah.
I wear glasses.
You do?
Do you wear glasses?
I wish I wore glasses. I have, okay.
I wish my health were worse.
I wish I had any
flaws.
I own 3 pairs of reading glasses that I got on sale in Anthropology, and I don't need them, so they like
Wait,
jack
do they
up
magnify?
My eyes. Yes, they're real because Jonathan makes fun of me if I got the fake glasses. So I try to get the fake ones, and he goes, "That's literally like using a wheelchair that you don't need."
Oh,
that's like ridiculous.
No, they're an accessory.
I don't know.
Is it? My mind is
so
blown.
So I got real glasses that I don't need, and then I can't wear them because they give me a headache, and I've gone to the eye doctor so many times, and I've even, like, tried sometimes
Wait, you
to
go,
like,
trying to have worse vision?
I just am getting my normal check, but I've been like,
you say
oh,
the wrong
it's
kind
of hard to see, and they're always like, nope, 2020, you're good, and I'm like, are you sure I don't need, like, just, like, maybe a really low, like,
Shaylee,
really,
I'm
nope.
I'm so sorry that your eyes are so
just
perfect.
Feel bad for me.
Aww.
It's like, I mean, it's been a struggle.
When you wake up in the morning mm-hmm. and you open your eyes, you can just mm-hmm. see stuff,
just
huh?
so clearly.
That's
just right off the bat.
But
that's
I can't
interesting.
See a trendy pair of glasses on my face.
And you can't see it on your bedside table.
Yeah.
Kelsey, do you ever rock contacts? Or are you all glasses all the time?
When I was a kid, I was supposed to wear contacts, but I only needed them in one eye, and I could never remember which eye. And so I just went on to glasses.
Went on to glasses.
Glasses. Look, you don't have to worry about what eye the contact goes in.
I know.
That's the tagline?
That's the tag.
Glasses. Good. Let's see.
Glasses. Making people look smarter since
1843.
Right? That's
Benjamin Franklin?
Google it.
Pretty sure, yeah.
Right.
Glasses, I don't have a tagline yet, but I'm thinking about, I overanalyze glasses sometimes because we're so used to them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about like the...
We
as a society...
That's a very inclusive statement.
As a society, we're
okay.
used, like you see
right.
someone with glasses and you would
right.
never notice. But you gotta think about like the first person...
Glasses,
like,
what is on your face?
I got this. Can't see, but you just put these tiny little windows... It's good.
Over your eyeballs.
I'll figure it out.
Around your ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens if they, like, fog up when you're taking a drink of coffee? Like, don't worry about it.
That happened to me on an interview, a job interview.
Maybe that's going to be glasses 2.0. Like, they'll have little wipers.
I remember thinking, Dan Stewart was my creative director. Shout out if you're listening. He doesn't listen. It's fine. But I remember thinking, okay, he's going to come into this room. I have coffee because the receptionist asked me to try to be casual. Like, should I be casual? I'll be, like, taking a sip. I'll just take a sip when he walks in. Because he's like, I'm so comfortable. He walks in, I take a sip. And my glasses completely fog up. And then I extend my hand, and I'm like, my glasses are fogged up.
That could have gone really wrong.
And lucky. Then he laughed, and it broke the ice. So, glasses. Saving job interviews.
Kind of. Did you get it?
I did.
Okay.
So, speaking of...
glasses.
Me getting a job as a graphic designer... Are you a graphic designer? Is that what I heard?
That's what I am.
Is that the rumor on the street?
The truth.
I think the first question is, how do we know Kelsey? Kelsey, I've known you for a while. Well, I feel like I've known of you. And then we got to know each other better over the last like 5 years, maybe? 4 years?
Yeah.
3 years.
Five.
Five's a good solid
This
number.
Has been...
Shailene goes through the timeline.
Very cool. Shailene counts slowly backwards from five.
So, yes, graphic designer. We also, you worked at a design firm that we worked with a lot.
I always forget that.
Yeah. That's how I feel like I got
to know each other personally and professionally.
Personally and professionally.
And we have the same alma mater, don't we? Don't we? Missouri State University?
Yes.
Design department?
Missouri State University, too. Me, too.
Yeah.
Not design department. Well.
That other design.
Another design.
Interiors.
Loose.
We don't wear glasses in the interior design department.
We don't need them.
We don't look at no screens.
Or do you? Okay, awesome. Well, I want to hear your whole entire story. Spoiler alert, I've heard her story and I bawl my eyes out, so just to warn you.
No pressure.
So I might cry tonight.
Stir our souls.
Oh boy.
And Kelsey, no pressure on you, but you know, you can feel free to cry too.
Oh no.
Shaylee, you as well.
I have a heart of steel. Heart of steel.
So where do we want to start? At the beginning?
Start from the very beginning. No, tell us. Okay, so just to jump into it, kind of. You graduated in 2011, and you immediately started working at the firm? Or?
Yes, I worked at a design firm in college as an intern, and then part-time, and then when I graduated, they hired me on full-time, and worked there for, ended up being 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But in the middle of all of that,
what happened?
Do you want me to go into that part?
Yes.
Well, okay. You transitioned into what you do now. Basically.
Yes. Yeah. And it was a gradual transition. It wasn't like I'm quitting my job today and starting a business. So I had done freelance like even before that. I started my first freelance jobs were ones I found on Craigslist.
Sounds safe.
In the creative gigs section.
Creative gigs?
I didn't even know that existed.
Like, hey, I'll this do whatever like, you can think up in your head for money.
Right.
That's what that sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. This was before Craigslist got too creepy.
Murdery.
It was still a little creepy then, but
yeah.
I would just take them for free, so it was like, if it's really terrible, they can't be mad because it's free.
Wait, you would do Craigslist freelance
like when I was in college, like my first year of college, yeah. Just to like try it out.
Hmm. Wow.
And they probably had no idea I was a freshman in college.
They were probably scared too because they were like, she's not charging us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is awesome. It's free.
Well, I did photo shoots for free, but this, I think.
That's cool. Build your portfolio.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good way to test and like work with clients. And,
right.
I don't know. It was easy because it was over. You know, they were all over the country, so.
Oh my gosh. So you were like 18 doing Craigslist, like free work to build your portfolio.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, so the agency job let me do freelance on the side while I worked there, which was awesome. And so I kind of kept building that up. Also had an Etsy shop, like kind of around the same time I started freelancing, and tried a bunch of different things to sell on there. None of them really worked, and I knew I wanted to like build that up, but didn't know what it would look like. So I just kept trying things for fun in my spare time and never put much thought into it.
What kind of stuff did you try?
I sold
didn't sell as well, just to save us all a couple years of our life.
Yeah, magnets don't sell well. They're also heavy to ship.
Oh, really?
What else? Cards, like handmade greeting cards. That's just hard because there's a million of them.
Oh, right, right. And you eventually moved into like printables is what I remember.
Yeah.
You would like sell the PDF and they would print lists.
Yeah. So I needed like a grocery list for myself and I didn't even know printables was like a thing. Mm. And so I went looking on Etsy for one. Like I just searched meal planner or something and all of these printables popped up and I was like, whoa, that's like what I like to design.
Mm-hmm.
Forms, because I'm a nerd.
Right.
Wearing glasses.
Forms. Yeah. Brought to you by Forms.
I know. I'm such a weirdo. But they all were pretty ugly, so I made my own and I called into work sick the next day.
So Sorry, Jason.
And, yeah, we might be listening. And made a few kits, put them in my shop. They sold like right away. So I just kept making them and they kept selling.
That's awesome.
And yeah, it grew really quickly.
So you found like a niche that had no competition. Instead of being like, there's a bazillion greeting cards, I'm going to do that. You said people are doing this, but not really executing it well.
Yeah, it was a lot of like clip art and like hearts and stars and flowers. Taking up like most of the page and not much to like actually write on the page. Also, that like kills your printer if you print that out. Like,
right.
It's like a whole ink cartridge. So those are really, I just try to design them more simple and practical.
Yeah. Well, they're beautiful.
Brilliant.
I've seen the lists.
Thank you.
I have too. I always stalked your website.
I always like get all those pretty lists and then they sit. And I take notes on them like a giant sticky pad. I need to get my life under control. If only there was a list to get me to start utilizing the list.
Shaylee and I did both admit that we will buy like the really specific notepad and then turn them over and write on the back.
I totally do that. Right.
But they look pretty.
They look
sitting
so
there.
Pretty. I have so much hope.
They make me feel like I'm gonna get this together.
Totally.
I'm gonna fill that out for each day of the week.
Yeah.
Not that, like, your products aren't needed, because I'm sure many people are just...
No, I would obviously buy your product.
We would buy it.
Flip it right over.
Print it out, flip it over.
Print it out, flip it right over. No, I aspire to. Life goal.
Okay. Life goal. Kelsey, teach us how to be you.
Right. No.
That's awesome.
Step one, use the front side.
She's given us the tools. We just have to utilize them.
Oh, isn't that so true?
Yeah. Okay, so then... So then,
that's the phrase.
Okay.
Like a few months after that stuff exploded, the rest of my life exploded.
In a good way.
I can laugh now because time has passed. But so came home from work, husband of 4.5 years said he wanted a divorce and had no sign that was coming. But I felt instant relief when he asked, which you should not feel probably if you're in a happy marriage. So, that kind of showed that I wasn't really that in it either, but was willing to work on it if he was, but he was not. So 30 minutes after that conversation, I took a pregnancy test and it was positive. And I laughed out loud when I saw it.
So he comes home and I've talked to you about this story before, but I try not to not, like, ask too many questions because I know it's, like, sensitive.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, and so then I was like, why don't we just record it and I'll ask all the questions and share it with strangers.
Publish it to the world.
Right. But everything was, like, normal as far as, like, you were, like, just going about your normal marriage life.
Yep.
And then he was, like, you were trying. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine and normal. You came home. He drops this bombshell on you just in, like, a really conversational way? Were you both just, like...
I think he, like, texted me while I was at work, like, the end of work, and just said, like, I want to talk to you when you get home or something. But I didn't, like, think much.
Right, that would be a totally normal text.
Yeah. I was like, okay. And I got home and sat down at the table, like, bag in hand still. And then he says that.
So then, at what point did you tell him you were pregnant that day? Or
well, so we talked about the divorce thing for a few minutes, and then he was going to stay somewhere else for the night, and so he left, and I got up and went to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnancy test.
That makes me feel like so like nervous stomach.
Yeah, and I had taken them before, so like.
Right.
I mean, of course, they were negative, and so I'm like, it'll, like, take a while for it to, like, show up.
What sparked the, like, I'm going to take a pregnancy test? Because I feel like there'd be a lot of things going on in your mind.
Yeah. I think I just thought of it. I don't know.
Because
you're trying.
Like,
Yeah.
That's,
so
like,
you think about that a lot when you're trying. You're like,
let me make sure this divorce won't be complicated at
all.
Right.
I did. I was like, because that would totally mess things up, and change everything. Oh, yep, it did.
That bad situation just got more complicated.
A little complicated.
Yeah. And then did you text him or call him?
So then I texted my mom and I was like, can I come over? Got some stuff to talk about.
Good news.
So I went over there and I told her everything. And so I was there for a while. And then I told him the next day. Like, I got up and went to work the next day and said nothing to no one. Gosh. And then...
See, and that's not when you use the sick day.
I know. Right.
Just throw that out there.
No, I think it'd be worse to that's be, like, true. Alone just all day.
Just, okay, yeah. So you went to work.
Yeah, I wanted to, like, distract myself. Yeah, so I think I, like, texted him to come over that night, or we had already decided he was going to come over that night or something. And so I told him. And what I kind of said at that point, he was shocked, of course. Yeah. But I was like, just his personality is like very wishy-washy. And mm-hmm. so I just said, I know I can see the next 9 months you being wishy-washy about this. Like, should we stay together? Shouldn't we stay together? So I was like, decide now if you want to stay together or not. That's what we're going to pick and that's what we're going to go with. And... be in her life or not be in her life, but don't be in it halfway.
Yeah,
because that's worse.
Girl,
I feel like the fact that Kelsey did that with first trimester pregnancy hormones,
yeah,
is like blowing my mind.
Speaking of wishy-washy, you should see this lady over here. Like, never leave me, get out.
Yeah. She's talking about herself.
I'm talking about myself,
not me. She's not throwing me under the bus. But yeah, okay. So that's legit. I never heard that part before. And
yeah, that's...
he answered.
At first he said, let's work on it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And then like a few days later, I could just tell he wasn't really interested mm-hmm. in working on it. So
yeah,
I kind of had the same conversation again of like, in or out, because you're doing it. I can mm-hmm. see it. And he's like, okay, out.
Out.
So he moved out that weekend.
Wow.
At that point, you're still mm-hmm. at the firm. You're pregnant. You're newly single. And you have this side business. So what happens next, business-wise?
So I always wanted to stay home with my kid or kids whenever I had them, even when I was married. So... that was kind of always a goal I had in mind. I didn't know what that would look like exactly, but...
And now you're like, cool, I'm a single parent, so what the heck does staying at home with my kids even look like now?
Yeah, and also I didn't, especially being single, I don't want to send her to a daycare just because it's like I'm already going to be on one income, so
right,
I don't
right.
want to just like trade my paycheck for daycare mm-hmm. all week. So not that there's anything wrong with daycare.
Right.
Because it's totally fine.
But yeah, that
but financially,
be,
yeah.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense. Right. So, and I think my bosses knew that probably, or might have said that early on. But they were really, really great in working with me for like taking off for doctor's appointments. And towards the end of my pregnancy, I worked right up into my due date. But towards the end of it, like I couldn't physically sit in a chair for like 8 hours. And they even bought me like a fancy chair to sit in. They were so sweet. But they would let me go home halfway, like through the day and work from home. And so that was kind of the gradual transition to like being at home. Mm-hmm. So then I had Poppy and had 12 weeks off, I think, for maternity leave. And then when I came back at like half the time. I think it was like a gradual
easing
back into it. Yeah, and I would do like a few days in the office, a few days at home, which was a nice break too.
Yeah, and it kind of helped you transition.
And then who watched Poppy during that?
I had a good friend who was kind of at a point when she was wanting to watch a kid and she had kids at home herself. Yes, so
that's perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect, and she loved Poppy, and it was good.
Your little network kind of joined up around you.
Yeah, totally.
I remember you posting like a vague Facebook something.
Yeah.
And me not wanting to be intrusive, but being a little bit intrusive and messaging you and being like, what is going on? Like, I don't know. I was just like, I just hope you're okay.
Oh, when I like first said it?
I think it was when you first publicly, because you didn't even think about all those things, but you have just like a whole...
I actually had a really long conversation with a girl recently who's going through a divorce, and she's like, I don't know how to, like, tell people. Mm-hmm. And now with, like, Facebook and all this crap.
You feel
and,
the
like,
duty
she has
to,
a
like,
business, and she's like, I don't know if I should share that with them. And how do you tell your friends? How do you tell your family? And so it was kind of interesting to, like, relive all of that with her and how I did it. Because especially being, and she's not pregnant, but being pregnant, like, I'm like,
you get a lot more questions.
Yeah. I was like, I have to share these two pieces of information together. Like, I can't say I'm pregnant and then a month later, I'm getting a divorce. Yeah. And I can't say I'm getting a divorce and a month later, I'm pregnant.
And they're like, who's the
whose baby's that? Yeah. Like, oh gosh. So I'm like, okay, they have to go together.
This really happened.
This is real life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And so many friends were having babies at the same time. And, you know, of course, like, posting cute little
bumps
pictures of like how they announced it to everybody and all the Pinterest ideas and
they're all excited and you're like, remember when like the most like fun little post just turned into like a soul-sucking like terrible post? It like together.
Yeah. So I told people, like, my immediate family in person and then my best friend in person, and then close friends I sent an email to and explained what was going on and just said, like, I can't meet you all and tell you in person over and over and over, or my eyeballs will fall out. So and they were all understanding. And then like a month later I put something on Facebook, so
that just kind of explaining what you just explained to us.
I just kind of said that we were getting a divorce, I think, and then said, like, in the middle of all that we learned that I was pregnant, and so kind of like alluding to the fact that, like, still getting a divorce.
Right.
Yeah.
But, like, it's really great that I'll be having baby, and that's always a good thing. And so, but people were really supportive and, like you said, rallied around me, and it was cool to see that. Yeah. So I keep building my business at this point, and it's
sick
growing
days or just
a lot.
Like nights and
just on the, like, nights and weekends.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, I built up a lot of it while I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. Work all day and then come home and
work more.
There's nobody there, so just work some more.
Right.
And watch TV. Watched a lot of TV. And so then she's born. I kind of keep doing that. I worked, like, on my business a lot during my maternity leave too, because newborns sleep a lot.
Yeah, they do.
And so I watched a lot more TV and worked on business.
What was your favorite, so, like, mind nothingness laugh show that you watched during that time?
During that time, I watched...
No, this is important because I feel like anyone's going through a tough time. A show numbed Kelsey during this, that's the go-to.
Yeah. Well, while I was pregnant, so Poppy was 9 days late, so I worked.
Of course she was.
I know, right? Up until my due date. So I had 9 days to just, like, hang out and wait for her. So I watched, like, all of the seasons of Scandal, all of House of Cards, I think. And I think that was helpful, like, oh, my life isn't so bad. Like,
yeah.
These people.
You're like, good. I hope you were watching it, like, you should take some writing tips from my real life.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I'm totally normal.
Yeah. And then.
No one's getting murdered.
Right. After she was born, I watched all of Gilmore Girls. Never seen it before.
You are the Gilmore Girls.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
And I watched it, like, while I was nursing her, because like 40 minutes.
Oh, that's not
about
TMI.
Right?
That's not TMI. Breastfeeding and public health responsibility.
My 30 Rock was my breastfeeding thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
One episode per side. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Gilmore Girls, and then when that finished, I watched all 9 seasons of How I Met Your Mother.
There you go. Perfect.
Which was also great.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So.
Okay, back
anyway.
That was, brought to you by Very Important Tangents. Now, back into the story. Back to you, Kelsey.
So you want to stay at home. How do you get there?
I kept working on the Etsy shop, working on freelance. Around that time, I got on Instagram and was kind of opened up to, like, oh, there's other women out there that have businesses that they run from home and they're creative and didn't know that existed. So it was cool to, like, get plugged into that community. And then I just kept building it up, and I kind of realized once that income was equal to or more than my day job income, I felt okay to leave.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Now, when you say, I just kind of kept building it up, what do you mean by that? Because it's very successful. Yeah. It's like you have a really successful Instagram with thousands of followers.
Yeah.
Like, a lot. And it's beautiful. And you have, like, a following and have built this into something really cool.
Yeah. I would add a lot of new stuff to my shop during that time. Kind of during that time, I added a bunch of baby mom kits because I wanted to, like, I knew I wanted to add those eventually, but I kind of wanted to, like, live through it first and be a mom before I made them. So I added a bunch of those, which those now are, like, some of my top sellers. So that's probably what helped it grow quickly.
Moms are powerful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then just networking and, like, getting more clients that are, like, higher paying and bigger projects. I don't know. And, like, when I left my day job, it was gradual also of, like...
I'm sorry. I was playing footsie with Katie on accident under the thing. I'm like, sorry. I thought it was the chair leg, but I was, like, rubbing my heel up her leg, and she looked, and then I didn't want you to think I was laughing at you.
Well, I was like, this feels like a weird time to try to get me to break.
Okay, so you kept building it, some higher paying clients.
Yeah. And it just kept growing. I don't know. That sounds like really dumb. Like, I don't know what happened, but I don't know.
You create beautiful content.
I just kept trying new things and and being, like, real, too. I feel like a lot of Instagram people now post a bunch of, you know, stock photos or, like, stuff that's really, really, really staged, which I do that too sometimes, but I also try to put in, like,
real stuff.
My toddler had a meltdown today, and
anyone
pooped
anyone?
Everywhere nope. and didn't get everywhere. Anything done, like, so we'll try again tomorrow, but
right,
so I don't know, I think just being real connects more with people, but it is harder now. Instagram has changed a lot, and it's flooded with robots, and that's annoying, but
yeah.
Real
ribbons.
Oh my gosh. I thought Stacy was my friend.
Does she keep commenting just great on your photos?
Great. My favorite are like, great shot. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not. This one.
Has nothing to do with my photo.
You could have posted three photos back if you were looking for great shots, person.
Right.
Lighting is terrible. But my daughter's standing and I wanted to document it.
The only picture I got.
Great shot. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. So I want to know some business stuff. So you do e-courses.
Yeah, so I kind of, shortly after quitting my job and taking my business full time, I quit taking freelance clients.
Yeah, I saw you posted that and my brain exploded. So
yeah.
You quit doing client work.
So I started doing, just learning more about digital products and not trading time for money. And I was like, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Being a single person and only having so much time. And a toddler who requires more and more of your time as they grow older.
Don't tell me that.
That's what I assume. I don't know.
Don't tell me that.
But,
okay.
It's true. Spoiler alert.
It's all true.
Until they get to about four, and then it's
and then
like,
they go off to school. I always think when she goes to kindergarten, I'll do this and this and this. That's the day.
Well,
I live
if this
for.
Is what you're getting done while
I know,
having
I
her, imagine. Then like Kelsey takes over the world when Poppy goes to school.
What if it's the what if it's that philosophy though? If you need something done, ask a busy person, and then Kelsey suddenly just takes naps all day.
She's like,
I don't have anything.
Do you take more
gained 500 pounds? Just was like,
like now,
potato chips
now that
all over.
I don't, I'm retiring at 31.
Probably she could though, because she's not selling her time anymore.
But you still gotta work.
Selling her.
There's a lot
things.
Of work to promote them.
Okay, so them being e-courses.
Yeah, so okay. I created my first one about InDesign, teaching people how to use that.
Which is brilliant because I don't think anyone. Was touching it.
Yeah. Well, I had used it a ton at my old job because I laid out books for them, which my weird organized brain that loves forms also loves laying out a bunch of boring text on a page. And so I learned it really quickly and kind of made up my own systems for it. And then I was like, I should sell this because, a lot of people don't know how to use it and are afraid to open it. So
For the record, I love InDesign. I love InDesign.
For the record, I don't know how to use InDesign. I'm afraid to open it. Yeah. I wish there was an e-course I could take.
You are my target.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm the one that'd be emailing you like, I ain't trying e-course.
I can't open my phone.
I can't open the e-course.
I'm using Windows 95 and it's not opening. What is the difference between like, I'm going to take an online college course for InDesign and like an e-course? So like explain the, what would
so
be the difference?
So an e-course is basically like, all the content for the course is on a website. And so you go to the website and there's lessons and you watch videos. There's like PDFs to download that kind of go along with the videos, like cheat sheets and guides and diagrams and stuff like that. So you can kind of like learn at your own pace and start and stop whenever you want, and do it from anywhere.
So. And it's probably like really pretty looking if you're a visual person instead of like instead of like a nasty like random public website.
And how many like stars, like clip art stars are on here?
Do you have like
bought a lot?
A lot. Just a stars. Lot of clip art. So many stars. Do you have like the like stick man with like it's like doing things.
Yep.
Running towards the star. Good.
With the pencil.
Yeah, he is holding
a
pencil.
He's like drawing things.
Right. On his computer.
Right.
Because design.
That's
good. So, I love it when I have little, like, low voice jokes. Because then I'm like, wait, did they catch it? And then Katie shouts and I'm like, they got it now!
Shout the
That's what I'm here for! I poke her. I play footsie with her under the desk when I want her to shout my joke real loud. I just rub my heel slightly up her leg.
We can't cut that now.
We can't. Were we ever going to?
Guess we were.
Okay. So, that is inspiring and kind of scary at the same time. To think about all that goes into that. And then you resell it and you resell it.
Yeah, so it's a ton of work up front. Like, I took 6 months to make it, but you can, like, sell it over and over.
That's the dream.
I mean, you gotta, like, keep it updated with
the
program.
Oh.
And, like, if people need stuff.
Yeah, if someone, like, doesn't understand it the first time, you have to make sure that doesn't happen again.
And there's not a ton of that, but...
Right. So how many people enroll?
So
is
the
okay
first,
yeah, let's get let's
so
get
like
digits.
I'm just gonna ask you two completely unrelated questions. What do you charge for it? And then like, how many people enroll in it?
No, beep, boop, boop,
you don't have them. Don't care. The $1 million.
Stacy just solved it. My robot.
no, you don't have to get into like super specifics, but I think it's an inspiring story that you've been able to, like, support yourself and your daughter.
I think you should
get
specific. I'll
you
just
can
be
get
the
specific
devil.
As okay. you want to be.
So the first, I've launched it three times.
Mm-hmm. Katie's taking notes. Thrice.
The first time, I sold it for
$2.99.
$299.
Dang. No, it's good.
And then I sold... 60, and I also did a bundle with a friend of mine, and we sold 20 of those, and those were like
cheaper
bundled and discounted, so I didn't get as much from that. But and then the second time I launched, it was the same price, and I sold 60 again. So the third launch, which was a few weeks ago, I sold them for $325.
Ooh.
Upped it and sold 50, I believe.
Man, that's awesome. Yeah, the universe is like, just kidding, up your price a little bit and you're gonna sell just a few less to pretty much even it up.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah, and I sometimes feel like people are like, oh my gosh, you made $20,000 in like a week, but that was like 6 months of work and also not taking any freelance work anymore.
Right.
So like, yeah, the $20,000 has to like last me for like several months.
Right.
So it's not just like...
It's like when people do a blog full time. They're like, you just blog full time, like post pictures to Instagram. It's like you don't even work. And it's like, no. Oh, they spend 60 hours a week doing that full time.
Yeah. So it's a lot of work that goes into it. And
but
then
how
you
cool.
get paid for it just all at once.
Yeah. Which means you have to be good with money too, like finances.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which you are. You're the unicorn.
You're the unicorn.
You're the creative, organized type A?
Type
I don't know.
I'm kind of in between.
She's like type C.
No, you're not. You make printable planners and you use them.
I don't use all of them. I don't use many of them.
Her house is, can we talk about her cute house too? Sure. And an adorable neighborhood.
Are you clean?
Yes. She's clean. You don't even have to answer that. You're clean. You're clean.
I'm not like freakishly clean. I'm just, I feel like I'm
she's
just
like comfortable
average
clean.
Person clean.
But clean.
I would love to.
So I have a question. Do you feel like you would still be in this place if the shenanigans would not have gone down with the whole marriage and pregnancy and timing of everything?
Yeah, reflect on
Do
that.
Do you feel like that almost pushed you into like, I'm just going to kill it at life. Like, I'm going to be, like, an awesome mom. I'm going to, like, do all of this amazing business stuff. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm like, I have a kid now. I guess I can't paint my nails anymore. And you're like,
I just, like, created an e-course and stopped taking client work and then just, like, you know, resell it thrice times.
So do you think that, like, put you
know.
Into, like...
I don't know what would have happened.
Mode?
I think, yeah, I mean, yeah, it was totally motivating having a human growing in your body that you know you're going to have to take care of mm-hmm. in 9 months no matter what. So that is probably why I got up and went to work the next morning and did not take a sick day. But I don't know. I don't know what would have happened. I realized after that and then other events just in life not working out that you think they will, like... Don't plan too far in advance because you have no idea what your life will look like. So I never That's would have so thought cool. I'd be single. Never would have thought, like, I moved away for a while and came back. Never thought that would have happened. My business looks totally different now than I thought it would even, like, 18 months ago. I didn't even know, like, e-courses were a thing. So
18 months ago, you didn't know they were a thing? And
Not
then you've made
really.
What, like, probably, like...
That's kind of when I first learned about them, I feel like.
Wow. And now you've made, like, a really good annual salary.
We're going to have such a good interview 18 months from now.
18 months from now.
I'm a millionaire.
Kay and I are launching an e-course, and it's called How to Stay on Task While Interviewing Your Clients. Or not clients, guests. First, it's
only one step.
Use words that are good.
No, I was going to say one step asks someone else. That will be $2.99.
$2,099.
That's all it says when you get an e-course.
We're good with numbers.
Okay, so speaking of not planning ahead.
I just have $299.60, $19,000. And I just have like all these numbers on my little scratch pad. Like I'm gonna
Mine's exploding.
Now I can make an e-course.
You've solved it. Okay. So, you said that you don't like to plan ahead now, that too far ahead, but do you have any business goals? Are you thinking toward another e-course, another product, or what's on the radar for you?
Right now, a lot of people have been asking me that lately, and I feel dumb because I'm like, I don't know. I don't really have anything.
You're just making it rain every night?
Making it rain, rolling around in
just
your cash.
Home and,
False.
Your
false,
Pantone
false.
Cookies?
Yeah.
Just rolling around in them.
That's very cute.
I don't know. This next year, like both of my e-courses now are evergreen.
I don't
air quotes.
Don't know what that means.
Which just means that they're available year round instead of like open for like a week and then they close and then open for
That's
another
really
week
good
and then they close.
Like me.
What's the point? What's the upside of opening them for a week and closing?
There's pros and cons to both. Opening and closing like makes a lot of like urgency and people are like, oh my gosh, it's only available for a week. I need to buy it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when it's year round, they're like, oh, I'll buy it next month
it
or something, and then they'll forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more like promotion, I think, that goes into it if it's evergreen. So that's something next year I plan to work on is figuring out new ways to promote it and still create some urgency. And, so
cool.
That's kind of the only thing that's not very exciting. Oh,
so,
here's another thing.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting about this. So I started this little like passion project, has nothing to do with my business. A set of postcards that have, it's like a physical product, not digital, because I missed like putting my hands on things. It's a set of postcards that has 8 designs, 2 copies of each design, and you mail one off to a friend and you keep the other one, and they have scripture verses on them. And so you, like...
And I saw them on your desk,
and they're precious.
Yeah, Katie. Or you're Shaylee.
I am.
You're Katie.
I'm okay. Easily. I don't see how you can be confused.
You're both wearing denim. That's what's throwing me out.
It's our uniform.
Basically the same. So,
creepy. We skated really close together and smiled.
And then Shaylee's like, leg went up my thigh.
No, don't worry about it. That's private, Katie.
I'm an adult!
Okay, so you buy them, and they come to you, and you have two of each, mm-hmm. and they're, like, cute, well-designed, adorable postcards with a scripture on it, and then one of them you keep, like, an encouragement thing, and then mm-hmm. one you can send off to a friend.
To encourage them?
Yeah, and you can write on the one you keep, like, who you sent it to, and journal about, like, what it means to you, or why you sent it to that person.
Okay, I have two things to ask you.
Yes.
Number one. I feel like you are the most empowering person in the world. So for any of our single moms that might be listening, I want to know if you have anything if you're not prepared, it's totally cool. But like, is there anything you've learned about being a single mom or an outlook or a mental like state you got to get in? Is there anything you've learned about that that might be helpful to
someone else? Like a tidbit.
Yeah. Ask for help. Mm. Which is hard for me to do, but you have to learn real quick. Help with people watching your kid, or help with just like stuff around your house if you can't figure it out, or whatever, business stuff. That's good.
Real humans and not just Google.
Right.
I know, I fall into that all the time.
Google, can you help me move this box?
I feel like moms and daughters' relationships have changed because it used to just be like, I'll call my mom and ask her what to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, well, I'll Google it. And then if I'm not satisfied.
Yeah.
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 That's good.
Moms are good, too.
You have a great mom.
I do.
And then,
shout out, mom.
Yeah, that's awesome. This is like, just get real. Just get real with you.
Okay.
Real talk. I was talking to Shaylee. About how
what did she tell you
inspiring I find you because I feel like sometimes now weigh in mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes
oh wait you weren't talking to me
lean in
Shaylee's like I will anyway I feel like sometimes mm-hmm. It's almost it's like a whole different mindset when I'm home alone with my kids during the day because all the tasks fall to me period mm-hmm. They're my tasks. That's what I have to do.
Or when the husband's out of town.
Or when the husband's out of town, yeah. But sometimes when he comes home for the night, I start to get real entitled-y. Mm-hmm. And I start to think, like, I guess I'll change this diaper, too.
It's like the baby's crying, and then you're like...
you just wait.
Like, you go get him. Yeah, you wait, and you're like, I guess that one's on me. And then you think, well, one of us has to do it. So, like, it's on someone.
Right. Or, and like, Shaylee has a different perspective too, because you guys are both home all day, so that's probably like
it's just extra
another
fun.
Extreme. Yeah.
Fun days.
But it's like, I guess I'll try to keep her occupied while cooking, even though I did that twice already. Like, I did that for
right.
breakfast.
It gets, you feel yourself getting like annoyed by something that you're like, no.
I can totally pull this off completely alone. And so I guess my encouragement would be that I find you inspiring because you could very easily just. Trump all of that while I'm talking and go, no, I know. I just do all of it. Right. All the time.
Well, sometimes, though, it's nice. Like, that sounds weird, but, like, I would not know how to parent with another person. And that freaks me out about getting remarried, having more kids someday. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't know how to parent with
You're
another
like,
person
I just do all
who's,
the
like,
things.
Equally
I have
responsible.
A
yeah.
Feeling,
yeah.
Though, if you weathered, like, this storm so beautifully,
you'll probably
you'd be able to be like, I guess I'll let you help me change those overnight diapers.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to power through it and really just like
yeah.
just struggle through it.
I think you could probably handle
it. I think
that
you
struggle.
Could handle it.
I mean, there's, yeah, it's nice because there's no like, there's no stress, like added stress of like, the other person.
Factoring in the other
yeah,
person.
Yeah, because it's like, oh, it's my turn again.
Such a
it's always my turn.
<That's>
like, it's not even something you think about.
That
I
would
I
even,
know.
Like, I could even fathom, like, the fact that your brain even goes there. Like, it's nice because it's just, I know that it's all my responsibility.
That's not so, nice, but, like, there's pros and cons.
Still
to
me.
Both.
No, the whole time, every time I felt sorry for myself, poor Shaylee, I would think about Kelsey, and not in the way of like, oh, I feel so sorry for Kelsey, but just like, get over yourself, Shaylee, yeah. Because I'd be like, I feel so sick to my stomach, like, Jonathan, get me things, I'm just feeling nauseous, and I'm like, Kelsey didn't have that.
Yeah.
Like, Kelsey had to figure out and go to work and, like, make it happen, and then with, like, a newborn, and like, Jonathan only did 2 overnight patting her back to sleep, and I had to feed her, and she's a little baby, and I'm so tired. And I'm like, Kelsey did all of it, and then, like, took over. No, but seriously, like, in all seriousness, like, I think that the fact that we had kids so close together, and that I knew you in real life, like, it was less about, like, oh, how terrible Kelsey had to do it on her own. It's been, like, really inspiring of, like, I've got this.
Yeah.
Because Kelsey did it on her own.
Yeah.
And I know that you had help from friends and family and, you know, whatever, all the the stuff. But, like, just mentally, like, owning it and showing so much strength and grace and, like, I don't know, you're just very positive and inspiring.
Yeah.
Really inspiring.
Yeah, we like you.
We do. We like you.
We like your paper. We like
your oats. Steel cutouts.
Especially that paper. Especially. That digital paper.
And the other side of that paper.
We love the back side of your printable.
The back side of the
printable. That's so not a great testimony.
Side of your printable.
I'm going to put that at the top of my website.
Good.
Yeah, I love using the back side of your
printable. Katie day. Turns day. Them out and turns them right over.
Hey, Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. It'll sound really legit.
Yeah.
No, but that's... Anyway, that's just... It's awesome. Yeah. Thanks for, like, getting into all that. I didn't want to be like, hey, do you want to come on the podcast and talk about your awesome business and, like, all of your dirty laundry?
No.
We're just going to delve in.
It's not that dirty is the thing.
It's not. It's strong.
It's like you took your dirty laundry and then you, like, did it. You did the laundry.
Right, you like KonMari trifolded all of your dirty laundry, and it's clean and it's put away in a timely manner.
And weirdly, my laundry's still dirty. Not done.
Our laundry's like done, but it's been done so long without being put away that it's like needs to be washed again. That's Katie and I's laundry.
And that was all symbolism.
It's just shoved you in a big closet.
Well, anyway, we're just in time for our segment.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready. I don't know what it is.
Usually we make guests be on the spot and try to improvise a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
A little bit.
So, Kelsey has before her some objects that she brought.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful.
Go with it, Kelsey.
Beautiful.
And she is going to show us how to do the ultimate Instagram photo flat lay.
Oh, yeah.
She's got this.
Now, a flat lay, if someone doesn't know, can you kind of explain what that terminology is?
It's like a picture taken from above, some things, and they're all just like perfectly placed.
Yeah.
And it looks like they were just sitting there like that.
Yeah.
But lots of work went into it.
Okay, so what do you have here?
I have a coffee cup.
Yes.
And a number one. Candle from a birthday party, it appears.
We're number one.
Also a tambourine.
House. A tambourine.
Because most people have that laying
around.
Sounds
like she's making it up. These are all legitimate items on my dining table.
A flower. Made of felt. And an apple.
That was the theme.
And those are my things that I have.
Okay. Yeah, so where do you start? Right? What's the first thing you would do?
I look a lot at color. So like this thing
it's
are red.
It's going to end up looking good.
No, it is. We're going to take a picture. This is
the tambourine.
Right.
Good. Actual tambourine.
Thanks, Target dollar bins. I said yes.
You did. You did not put that back.
I did not.
I try to put the color, like if there's bright colors, like opposite of each other.
Good.
Balance.
Mm-hmm. She's going to actually like make this a legit tip. Like people are going to walk away being like, oh. Good.
Tambourine and coffee cup are kind of similar because they're like. Right. Color and round.
Yeah.
I mean, not in function, but, you know.
I made fun of you, and then you proved me wrong.
I kind of like the end of this microphone. Because it's nice to have things bleed off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Flatly.
This is legitimately helpful. Like,
there's more to
flat
that
Flatly
e-course
coming soon.
27 TM. Anything concepted on the concept of this?
It's ours.
This is ours.
It's ours. Yes.
You didn't sign anything, but
sorry, Kelsey.
And then the one
we're doing an out design
candle kind of bleeds off too.
One candle kind of bleeds. Okay, so now you're gonna go ahead and take my camera, and you're gonna
flatlay
the shiznit.
Okay, so it's important to hold level with your.
Okay, so hold table. The phone level with the table so that you don't have a weird angle going.
And also look out for shadows.
Look out for shadows?
What or like weird glares.
It's dark outside and I have the glariest lights ever, so is that gonna...
yeah. It's okay though.
Is it?
It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be...
But doesn't it have to be perfect? It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be almost perfect.
Kelsey
That's
Baldwin.
What filters are for.
Just one tiny flaw.
Really good flat
line. T-shirt line
and then
idea.
Turn your phone to the square.
Turn your
that
phone
always
to
helps.
The square.
Because you could like take it normal and then you go to like put it on Instagram and it's the square and it cuts off like a great piece.
Look at
of
that.
Why does it look good? Oh my gosh.
Kelsey.
I'll buy that e-course.
It's
Kelsey
called,
Baldwin.
It's called the Tambourine Apple Flower Coffee. E-course.
Yeah, being released evergreen style.
Evergreen.
Soon.
Thanks for doing that awesome flat lay.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So Kelsey has told us that she's willing to give away some printables.
Yes, they're so cute, guys. You want these.
You want them. We're going to do a contest, and then Kelsey's going to help us, and we're going to pick the best flat lay.
Yes.
And they're going to get to look through printables and pick their favorite one and get a free download.
Yes, it can be anything. The weirder, the better, I say.
The weirder, the better, but it needs to be good. Natural light's good.
It doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be almost
perfect.
And a bonus points for like a weird object.
Yes.
Such as tambourine.
Such as said tambourine.
Yeah.
So
someone's gonna just do
the
tambourines.
Rules of engagement. If anybody has a collection like of tambourines, you're like in.
Yes.
Okay, so you have to tag paper notes, tag Shaylee and Katie, and then use the hashtag
SKHowIListen.
But it is important to tag us in it because sometimes hashtags are weird and we don't see them all.
Yes.
So, yeah, because we're business people. We know how to, we're really legit. I know how Instagram works.
Yeah, I think it's when people are private.
Maybe it's that. Be public. okay, cool. So that's exciting. That's a little exciting game.
Thank you for that, Kelsey.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
I'm excited.
Would you sign us off? Can you say thanks for listening to Shaylee and Katie and Kelsey? Love you, mean it. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Shaylee and Katie and Kelsey on their podcast. Love you, mean it. Bye.
Yay! That's so good. I like how she disassociated herself from us at the end. On their podcast. I want no part. You're getting
wow, she left really fast.
Bye.
Kelsey!
Retainer out, man. I'm winning today.
You think a retainer?
Hot pink glow in the dark.
Fun fact!
Jonathan will be like, what is in your mouth? I'm like, what are you talking about? It's my retainers.
So attractive.
Top and
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast is recorded in Springfield, Missouri. We are so happy you guys are listening and we would love to hear from you. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, or at Shaylee and Murphy.
That would be my first and last name. Shaylee and Murphy, the podcast. That's the one I'm doing on the side that we're going to get into a falling out when she realizes it exists.
It's just you talking
to
you.
It's just me. What do you think? I don't know.